Welcome to WhizSchool, and this chapter we are going to discuss on hot tips. Generally, investors look for hot tips, and based on that hot tips, they try to invest. This chapter will help you understand how important are hot tips and how they are not. Chapter 13's learning objective on hot tips tips the reader on the collection of tips that he or she gathers on the way. It also discusses on how can one trust the reliability and genuine nature of these tips, because hot tips can be given by anyone, but before making an investment, one has to check the reliability and genuine nature of these tips. In this chapter, we will learn about tips and purchasing of shares. What happens when shares are bought on tips, and what is the action an investor should take on receiving a tip? First, let us understand tips and purchasing of shares. The tipper, it can be givers and takers, had their heyday during the boom of 1990 and again in the late 2005 and 2006. Most of those giving the tips were well-intentioned people who had genuinely hoped that their friend would make a lot of money. And this is how many shares were bought, on the basis of tips that were given by friends, colleagues, or acquaintances. Why do people buy shares on receiving tips? This is to a great extent because the average investor is normally a little confused with a large number of shares that are available for purchase. He or she does not have access to the information on how the companies are doing. He or she has money which he wishes to invest, but is uncertain on which share to buy. The sources of information, the research which directs him to one particular company, is not sufficient. At this stage, a tip from a banker, friend, or broker, or even a knowledgeable friend gets converted into buying some shares based on liquidity. Such an act will spread amongst the friends and would go on and on until many people get this information act, and then everyone wants to buy because everyone buys the same thing. There is another source too of tips, that is newspaper and magazines. When we say another source, this means the other source, the sources other than the friends, managers, brokers, etc. What happens on reading newspapers and magazines? On reading these tips from newspapers and magazines, a lot of persons purchase the shares, and because of all this activity, prices may rise momentarily and they fall later. This is because the activity has resulted in the price rising to a price that often cannot be sustained. Because whenever the price rises based on strong fundamentals, then it keeps an uptrend for a longer period. But when certain thing happens because of certain tips or similar nature, it cannot sustain it for a longer duration, and hence after a rise, the fall will happen. What happens when shares are bought on tips? Often, large investors spread rumors when they wish to offload a large block of shares and do not wish the price to fall, as it would do if the supply is greater than demand. By creating an artificial interest, they would be able to successfully sell their holdings at a profit. Several financial papers, magazines, and some investment advisors have been accused of recommending investments which they wish to sell. As their opinions are respected and used by to their detriment, because they buy to such a period when the price are artificially rising, and over a period of time the price falls because the basic purpose of such large investors has been achieved. Number two reason, it is not prudent to buy on the basis of public tips received, such as the recommendations in the newspapers or magazines. What is the reason? This is because by the time the magazine or newspaper is printed, published, and comes to your hands, the information has already become stale. By the time the market has already moved to another direction. Additionally, many others who have received the tip before you might have already purchased the share, and the impact has already come on the share price. The result is, if one buys a share, it would be at a higher price. The advantage which one could have really got because of a real news has already got diluted when many people buy the share. Automatically, the share price goes up or down basis on where it, with the direction of buying and selling flows. Number three reason, it is difficult to distinguish between a genuine tip and another. When in doubt, never go for investing. It's usually not worth of it. These are some reasons. However, there are genuine tips. A manager or director of a company may tell you in confidence that a company's exports have increased by 40%, or the company is going to be probably considering declaration of bonus in a few months. However, this is an insider information and may drive you towards an illegal activity of insider trading and should not be acted on it, as it is illegal. In some instances, the tip or information is given well before attention has been focused on the company or the public is aware of the performance or results. If you are fortunate enough to get information of this nature, you should act immediately, because you have to go in for the action of buying or selling based on how fresh the information is. What is the action on receiving a tip? When one does receive a tip, the first thing that should be done is check how long it has been a hot tip. If everyone has been talking about it for some time, it is no longer a worthwhile tip and it is best to ignore it. It would already be at a higher price. One must act on a tip when it is hot, not when it is known to 10,000 others. Because the more the people know, it no more remains a hot tip. Next important thing one has to do on receiving a tip: check on the reliability of the tip. Hot tips are a dime a dozen, and everyone and his brother have a few hot tips. You need to check reliability and genuineness. 99% of these are probably only wishful thinking. On receiving a tip, it is important to consider the company. What is the general working of the company, its size, its management, its range of product, and its performance? We have seen in our previous chapter, don't just rely on one source. You have various sources of information. Tap it, compare it, evaluate it. You will get a correct decision whether to buy or sell a share of a company. It would be wise to consider how reliable is the person who is given the tip. Has one's past experience been with this source? What is the source of the tip? Has the informant got the information from someone knowledgeable? How many others are privy to the tip? How old is the tip? What is the reason for the tip that a price would rise or fall? Has the informant himself acted on the information and either bought or sold shares? Asking these questions would definitely help you to decide whether to rely on such tips or not. So friends, we are reaching the conclusion for this chapter. Tips are good to get, but one should be careful, and it is imprudent to invest until one gets all the details one needs regarding the reasons for the likely rise or fall in the share and investigate. The share rise or fall will not just happen for the sake of happening. There has to be solid reasons, and that is what investor needs to look into it before investing. However, as soon as a tip is received, do not rush in. It could be your financial loss. One must check on the reliability of the tip and act on the tip when it is hot. Thank you, friends.